What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. And y'all, this is our first episode of 2026. Oh my goodness. All right. So look, glad to have you here today. And y'all may or may not know, but here on the show, we always like to hit you with three E's. We like to give you an education. We like to give you empowerment. And ultimately, we like to give you a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of laugh. But y'all know we can't kick the show off and can't really get this thing moving and grooving until I bring out my co-hosts. So come on out, producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What's up?
Man, we here, Britt. Like I told you offline, I said, man, I've been up since 4, and it was weird because I kind of just woke up. No alarm, no nothing. I'm just like, oh, okay. So I guess I'm just trying to start the year off right. Yeah, right. My body's telling me, let's just get this thing going and get this thing grooving. How you feeling, though? How you doing over there on your side?
I feel good. You know, we had 2 weeks off of work, kind of, sort of. And I slept a lot. I'm recharged. I feel great.
Okay. Good. Well, what did you eat last night for dinner, huh?
What did I eat? I ate this restaurant in Deep Ellum. It's called Big Guys. You ever heard of them?
Big Guy? Talk about it.
So it's just like lamb, beef, chicken, yellow rice. And it's like in a bowl. It's like a little Chipotle.
Wait, hold on, wait. I have had that spot. I didn't know that was the name of the place, right, though. But yeah. I have eaten there, and they got like I don't know how you describe the way they cook the fries, because it's not like the traditional like skinny McDonald's type French fry. But that spot is pretty good.
Yeah, I like them. So I ate there, and yeah, that's what I ate for dinner. What about you?
Okay. Big Guys. Last night for dinner, what was it? We had some stir fry. So I made some stir fry, you know, dropped the mixed vegetables, and it wasn't a wok, but it's a really wide pan that we have. Okay. So, you know, did that, a little bit of beef. and there's a bang bang sauce is what I put on it. If anybody knows me, I got to have a good sauce. So put that on there, stirred it up, a little combo with the beef and with the chicken. Mm-hmm. And we was good to go, man. We was good to go. So yeah. Had to put something on the stomach to lay it down. Cause I actually went to bed a little bit early last night, Britt. I was in bed before 10 last night.
For real?
I was surprised myself. Okay. Laying down, I looked at the clock. I was like, what time is it? 9:55, Britt. I said, okay.
Wow. That's great. Welcome.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to sleep.
So yeah.
I'd be laying down early. Like, I just
I'll
fall asleep. Yeah, that's typically how
I mean, but that like that's one of the things I never really accounted for, is that you got to let your body like power down versus just hopping into bed and just I'm going to sleep. That
for sure.
Don't work. So I had to start shifting some things, man. We're going to do things different in 2026, Britt.
All
new
right.
Year,
start
new,
it
new,
off.
New me, maybe. You know? Hey, so let's go. No, I said new year, new me, maybe. Oh, hey,
I hope so. Don't be the same person. Okay, y'all, let's get into Straight From the Source. Here you go, Jonathan.
All right, let's go ahead and so y'all, as many of you may know, if you're part of local body, or you know, at the top of the year, a lot of times transitioning into something new and you having requests of God and you ultimately wanting to show your submission and your sacrifice to God, a lot of churches start to do fast at the beginning of the year. You know, traditionally it might be like, you know, the Daniel fast or various types of fast where ultimately you're withholding something from yourself to ultimately see more of God, right? To go deeper in your spiritual walk, in your spiritual relationship, and ultimately saying, God, I'm sacrificing this thing, or I'm sacrificing my flesh in this particular area. I'm saying I want your desires over my desires. So I want to roll this clip and so we can get a better grasp on what I'm saying, and then we'll come back and break it down a little bit just after this.
Fasting without prayer is nothing but a diet.
Mm-hmm.
The most important part of your fasting time is not just what you're refraining, mm-hmm. it's the spiritual things that you're adding. It's the increase of your prayer. It's the increase of taking care of the poor. It's the increase of spending time in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. That's probably the most important part of the fast. Don't get it twisted. But the second part I wanted to highlight is that you said that you love to fast.
I do.
Now, I can't say that. I don't like to fast. I like the benefits of fasting. Yeah. But it's not like when a fast comes, I'm like, oh, yes, this is what I've been wanting to do. Do you really love to fast, like all of you?
I do. I love to fast because I love the results mm-hmm. Of fasting.
Fasting without prayer is nothing but a diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most so, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways that I have from that, and that's the Taylors, shout out to them. But one of the biggest takeaways that I have from them and understanding and knowing about fasting is that when we really do fast and we're serious about fasting, it's not just saying, because for me this year, I'm like, I'm going to lay off the sweets. I'm going to lay off the sweets. And in previous years, I've tried to do those things, right? I've tried to either lay off sweets or maybe it was stop drinking alcohol or getting off social media. But it's ultimately, how are we going to replace what we're giving up, right? So for me, what it's been this year is, okay, as I'm going to give up sweets, now, is there going to be a set time that I'm taking to pray, right? To go away and to pray, potentially, right? To limit all distractions to where I can give God that ultimate sacrifice and the ultimate submission. Or is it, well, what can I do in place of that? Where in scripture can I go and begin to read, or what texts can I go and begin to read so that now this time isn't me just doing like Pastor Taylor said, just going in and saying, hey, this is just a diet, right? This is a diet. So I'm going without, you know, doing X, Y, Z. So what I want to challenge us on today is ultimately what Jesus would say in the scriptures. And I just want to hit Matthew 6:16 really quick. He would say, when you fast, don't be somber as the hypocrites do, for, you know, they ultimately are showing people their faces as they're fasting because they want to receive the reward of that, that they want people to know that they're fasting so that they can be celebrated. But he said in the text, truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you do fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And that's Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. So what is that telling us, right? When we go and begin to fast, we don't necessarily want to tell people, I'm fasting. Because when you tell people, now ultimately people are going to be looking to you and they're going to see like how you're operating, how you're moving. And in that way, you know, some people can celebrate, good job, or I'm glad you decided to fast. That's not what it's about. It's ultimately about you fasting, giving your submission to God. But even in the same respect, you don't even want people to know that you're fasting because it's between you and God, your relationship, your walk with God, your stride with God, and furthering that, not necessarily getting bogged down in all these other, all the other celebrations, rewards, and different things like that. So family, today I want to encourage you on just a few things. The first thing would be your fast is your fast, all right? If you're taking a break from social media, don't tell nobody. Just take the break from social media, right? If it's you taking a break and getting away from doing alcohol, you have to make a big announcement. Hey, y'all, I ain't going out the next 4 weeks, or I ain't going out this week because I'm fasting from alcohol. We don't need to know that. It's between you and between God. And then the second part that I would encourage you on is just take some time and begin to identify what is it that you're really asking of God, right? How are you wanting God to show up in your particular life? And what does that look like? And when you have that thing identified, then when you pray, it makes it that much easier to communicate those things to the Father above. All right, family. So if you are somebody out there, your church is doing a corporate fast, or doing like our church is doing, solemn assembly, I would just encourage you to keep your ask and keep your requests to God. Keep those private for the time being. And then when God shows up in a major way, then later down the line, you can testify and really speak to that thing so that we can see how God showed up and we can see what he's done in your life. Family, that's been Straight from the Source. We're about to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back here with more Speaker Success in the Morning after this.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
All right, all right, all right, good people. Welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're currently 16 minutes after the hour. Producer Brid, you looking official over there this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got a new little setup over here. So I got all my gadgets and gadgets right here in front of me. So woohoo, I'm excited.
Go, go, gadget everything. All right, go, go, gadget everything.
I honestly need another iPad. It's crazy.
No, you don't. There's not. Okay, so anybody, this is your first time. I was about to put you on blast. I was about to say, for anybody, this is your first time watching or listening.
You got to put me on blast. Okay. It ain't blasting.
Producer Brid got two iPads. She's talking about she need two more. This is crazy. Okay. This is crazy.
Just one more. I just need one.
No, no. Because if you get one more, then you're going to say, I need just one more.
And I ain't got no phone. And yeah, we just live too many places. I need all my stuff. So.
But Kobe Bryant, how many is more? More.
Kobe,
I'm the best. I'm the best. Okay. So, oh man. All right. So now we're about to do a quick shift gears. Okay. About the transition. Producer Brid, you know what I'm saying? It was a busy weekend in sports. Okay.
Really?
So we're about to tap over to Speaker Success Sports. We're gonna go to the studio. And I got a little bit of the highlights want to share for the sports for the people, just for, you know, our sports fans. And
all
so
right,
know
let's get to it.
What's going on? Let's get into it, man. So look, y'all, here's how week 18 of the NFL wrapped up. Okay, so we had the Bengals, who took a nosedive to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland pulls out a tight one, 20-18 over the Bengals. They just edged them out. Mm-hmm. And then in Atlanta, oh my goodness, I have on the hat for the Saints, but it's just keeping my head warm. All right, y'all, because the Falcons.
You not cool. cheering for your home team is crazy.
The Falcons took out the Saints.
So you don't like them because they
lose? Not you. Not you right here coming at me like this in the middle of the sports segment. Not that I don't like them. I always appreciate a good game, okay? The Saints have been going through a couple of rebuilding years. We haven't been the best, okay?
Haven't been the best. Next. Keep going.
Oh, wow. Okay, then the Patriots, okay? They dominated the Miami Dolphins, okay? 38-10. Wow. The Dolphins are drowning with that one. Mm-hmm. And then L.A. was in full control as the Rams took down the Cardinals 37-20. The Bears. Oh, no. The Bears.
What happened?
Unfortunately, the Bear couldn't take down a Lion. 19-16. The Lions took down the Bears in a close one. The Commanders 24-17 over the Eagles. Washington pulls away late in that one. Mm-hmm. And then the Bills. Brit. The Bills over the Jets 35-8. I don't know if the Jets wanted to play yesterday. It didn't look like they wanted to play.
I saw it.
It's just an unfortunate
situation. Speaking of the Bills, before you continue, did you see the article? The stadium, they asked the fans if they wanted to come and help shovel snow at the Bills stadium. I have that story later on. Please stop. I have that story later on, but it just fit right here. So they asked the fans, hey, we'll give y'all $20 an hour. We'll give you some Bills gear, food and drinks, and you can come and shovel snow out of the stadium.
Wow, for the diehard fans, okay?
I would never do that.
For the diehard fan, I mean, being at a game.
Do I get to sit wherever I want for $20? Because I'm going to shuffle my seat, and then I'm going to, that's it.
Do I get a VIP pass? Okay.
I don't need Bill's gear or food and drink. I'm gonna eat before I come. I'm gonna bring me some hot cocoa, and that's it. I'm not just gonna shuffle snow for somebody else. $300-$400 ticket.
Well, Brit, I mean, they're gonna have to give you the gear because you're gonna have to gear up before you go out there and shovel that snow. So they had to do the gear
because they already winter ready up there. So I mean, they have gear. It's just merch. But I'm saying, like, okay, I don't want free merch to shuffle snow for somebody free else.
Free bands. Okay. Yeah. That's clearly not the play. But
okay, go ahead.
But yeah, I'm rolling with these last three NFL scores. We got a couple of college bowls that we want to talk about real quick. Mm-hmm. But the Raiders 14 over the Chiefs 12. Vegas upsets the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if it's really an upset because, you know, they don't have Patrick Mahomes. Right. So I mean, and yeah, their playoff hopes are gone. So hey, really? Anyway, Broncos 19 over the Chargers 3. And then the Steelers 26 over the Ravens 24 in a close one. So, you know, now I'm about to get ready to go into the playoffs. So everybody get your teams ready, get your gear ready. Or if your team didn't make
the playoffs.
Producer Bri, I was about to go. I wanted to talk college though.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk. Yeah. I want to just hit these college. Want to hit these college games. But really quick, since Producer Bri wants to know who's in the playoffs and everything like that. Okay, so for the NFC, it's gonna be the Los Angeles Rams. That's so hard to say. It's St. Louis.
Los Angeles Rams.
I know. No, but they used to be St. Louis. Los Angeles Rams going up against the Carolina Panthers. Okay. Then after that, then you know, Seattle is waiting to play to see who's gonna be their winner. So they get a bye since they're the number one seed. But then later down in the NFC picture, we got the San Francisco 49ers against the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see who handles business there. And then we got Green Bay going head-to-head with the two-seeded Chicago Bears. All right, that's for the NFC. And then on the AFC picture, we got the Houston Texans starting off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the Denver Broncos are waiting to see who is going to be the winner of that matchup. And then we got the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right. Jacksonville been rolling here lately. Yeah. They got Travis Hunter and Trevor
Jaguars.
Lawrence.
Jaguars.
Yeah. Oh, that's not your team. Yeah, that's not your team. So don't.
I'm
rip.
Just saying, go them. Have they been rolling?
No. Yeah.
Jonathan, you don't have a team. You just wear merch. Yeah, you got on two different teams right now. You don't root for either one of them.
Hey, this college basketball, this NFL.
You don't root for anyone. It don't matter. They're two different teams.
I'm wearing SMU, and I do root for the SMU Mustangs. College basketball. Yeah. Anyway. I'm not from Texas. What are you doing right now? What are you trying to do right now?
I'm not saying anything. I don't know what any of these sports are saying, but I'm saying. Better not, as in I don't know sports.
I didn't say that.
Finish your stuff.
We got the Chargers going head to head with the New England Patriots. I cannot with you. I cannot. Okay, not this morning. Okay, so yeah, that's that wraps up the NFL. Oh my God. But look, I'm gonna hit these bowl games real quick before you try to just cut me off, okay, and snip me out like the LA Clippers. Okay, so the weekend bowl winners. So we had Northwestern, who took down Central Michigan big, okay, full control, 34-7.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Wildcats ultimately controlled the Game Above Sports Bowl that took place in Detroit. And then UTSA, you should be proud because you're a Texan. UTSA 57-20 over FIU.
Cook you in the comments.
Why? I said you should be
in Texas. We don't do stuff like that because you're a Texan. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah. It's like saying something about. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that because the Beehive ain't about to come for me. Anyway, Minnesota took down New Mexico 20-17. The Golden Gophers edged out the Lobos in the Rate Bowl. Then North Texas 49 to San Diego State's 47. That's a game right there. And the Mean Green happened to pull out a wild win at the New Mexico Bowl, okay? And then Houston, 38 over LSU's 35. Mm-hmm. The Cougars win the Texas Bowl. And the true is a true barn burner status, true barn burner. And then Illinois 30 to Tennessee's 28. The Illini kicker David Alono boots the game winner in the Music City Bowl. And last but not least, TCU. 30 to USC's 27 in overtime. The Horned Frogs, they took the Valero Alamo Bowl in truly dramatic fashion. Yeah. And I'm not going to say, since you're a Texan, go Frogs. But hey, go Frogs anyway.
Frogs.
Go Frogs anyway.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, so I'm gonna jump right in with you. That was nice. That was a lot of numbers. Okay, so I don't have my because I got all these devices, so I don't have my pictures. But Jordan Childs, we all know Jordan Childs, the UCLA senior and two-time Olympian. This past weekend, she won all-around title at the season opener for gymnastics, obviously, sweeping all four events. She debuted at a new floor routine, earning a 9.925 and performed a double vault. I don't know gymnastics terms, but she scored a 9.9 plus, and then she tied for first on the bars, and she nearly earned a perfect score on the beam, doing 9.975, leading UCLA to a victory. So have you ever been to a gymnastics match? Have you ever done that?
I have not, but I've watched them on TV, though. I need to actually attend one, but watching on TV and you see them and you just see them on the balance beam, and you see them with the moves, and you like, y'all are different because y'all can do all of these things.
Right.
I need to go to one just to see.
Yeah, I would be interested in going to one because I'm like, you know, they have the floor, like you said, got the beam, the bars, this, that, and then, you know, obviously men's gymnastics are totally different because they don't do the same events. So that would be cool. I already mentioned the Buffalo Bills, you know, seeking the community for their game yesterday. For people to do that, so I'm not gonna repeat that, but I'm excited because the Winter Olympics is coming, so I love the Winter Olympics. You know, I'm not a snow person, but I like watching it on TV, I will say that. So I like to see the snowboarding, the skiing, what is it, the one when they do the with the ice, curling.
Curling. Oh,
that one's really curling nice.
Curling is so intense, and like it's so funny, intense. But it's like you just get so impressed.
Yes.
Watching them, like, what are y'all doing?
It's cool.
It's a super cool sport.
So I can't wait. So it starts in February. It's February 6th through February 22nd, and it will be in Northern Italy. And then it's going to be in multiple cities. So, you know, the snowboarding will be in one area. The ice sports will be in another one. You have skiing, curling, like I said, freestyling, snowboarding. And yeah, that's about it. So I'm excited. So February 6th through February 22nd.
Winter Olympics
gonna be in Northern Italy, and then also this is the third time that Italy has hosted the Winter Olympics, and it will be the first time using multiple cities to do the Olympics in. So I think that's gonna be so cool.
Yeah, that's literally amazing. Even the other fact of one of those things that like it helps bring, you know, business and commerce to those cities, especially doing multiple cities. So that's dope. You know, most people get the benefit. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Everybody
wins. Yeah. And I always have to play both sides. But, you know, when the Olympic people do come in town and they have to build these cities and not these cities, but these venues and these, you know, stadiums and stuff like that. Like you said, you know, yes, the city, it profits, but, you know, on the other end, you know, people get pushed out because they have to use that space for those stadiums, for that land, for the event. So it's bittersweet. I would say that it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet.
I get that. Britt,
yeah.
Did you see that clip of Kevin Garnett talking about the Olympic Village? Okay, so this is going to take a slight turn, not negatively, but just informatively. So Kevin Garnett, you know, he's one of the most prolific storytellers in NBA, I would say. And that boy's like, y'all know about the Olympic Village, right? And it was like, nah, what about the Olympic Village? He said, when we get there, you know, they have the Olympians in a separate spot, right? They keep them housed there and everything like that. And he said, when you walked in, there was a table. He said, you see somebody dragging a trash can, they flip the trash can over, and they dump about 70,000 condoms on the table.
Ew.
Because the Olympians be getting busy, apparently.
Wow. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
I didn't know what to say. When I heard it, I was like,
where are you going with this?
I was like, no way. I mean, you was talking about Olympics, so I was like, I saw it, and I was
we
like,
we ain't talking about the same Olympics, baby. So next, so MTV, MTV shut down. Did you know
what?
That?
MTV shut down.
MTV shut down.
Whoa, as the world turns.
So they shut down on New Year's Eve, actually. So MTV shut down several music-only channels on December 31st, 2025, including MTV Music, MTV 80s, MTV 90s, Club MTV, and MTV Live. The flagship channels will continue to air programming, including shows like The Challenge and RuPaul's Drag Race. The reason for the shutdown has not been officially stated, but it also follows cost cuts measuring during Paramount and Skydance when they did that merger together. So probably all those little bitty entities under that, you know, big old company, and things got cut, but they ain't telling us why. But
that's,
you know,
crazy.
Love MTV. Love MTV.
This is crazy news. Man, these are things that you think are never going to shift and never going to change. You look
like
up
MTV. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, how can MTV go off air? They were the first people to put music videos on TV.
TRL. Like what is going on?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, yeah. Sad. I know that we have to get to goal setting, and we got a lot more to do on the back end of the show. So guys, if you have not subscribed already, go ahead and do that. But we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with more Speak Your Success in the morning.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
Okay. Skin got to deserve the very best in 2026. Shout out to Skin Rituals.
Better. Y'all better take care of your skin.
Hey.
Yeah. And after you take care of your skin, take care of your back. Go to Dynamic Sports Medicine in Plano.
Oh, my goodness. Shay.
Okay. Come on, man. What you got?
Not a piggyback on the piggyback. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Court Dog. Thanks, girl. I appreciate
it. Oh, man. All right, y'all. So, look, you know, this is the start of a new year. So, maybe you just cut out some relationships, or maybe you've been holding on to some relationships that you know you need to cut out. Okay, and the fact of the matter, Britt, have you ever been around some friends that they've been with relationships and they've been dangling relationships, and you like, girl, you need to let that go. You ever got some friends like that? Like, you need to let that thing go.
Yeah.
No,
I might be a friend, but yeah, go ahead.
That's crazy. Okay, throwing yourself under the bus is crazy. All right, y'all. So look, one thing that we have to acknowledge in 2026, we can't be passive about this anymore. All right. Mm-hmm, we gotta understand, and we gotta acknowledge the red flags when we see them, right? That's like a stop sign.
Come on,
and then you trying to just roll through it. Okay. So y'all, what ultimately is a red flag? A red flag is when you out on a date with somebody, you hanging out with somebody, and then your stomach drops, or you feel that something is just off. And this is just when somebody's behavior don't feel right. Some of y'all might be like, the energy just ain't aligning.
The vibe's not right. You know what I read one time is that, when they say you get the goosebumps?
Yeah.
They were like, that's not a good thing.
Was it ever supposed to be a good thing?
You know, when people like, I mean, you hear it in all these stories and movies, like, oh my God, I got butterflies, or he gave me chills, or she gave me chills. And it's like, that's actually not good. Hold that's on. Actually the opposite.
Case by case. That's right, definitely
whatever.
Case. That's
all right, come on. What's your red flags? What you got?
Nah, we got to consider the source on that. But what I'm saying is, like, when it comes down to these red flags, right? Mm-hmm. And you see them, they're just going. You're going. You just see them and you're just letting them go. No. What I read on Psychology Today, Britt, they said we got to start counting these red flags. All right. Counting. So if you go out on a date. Mm-hmm. And then the first incident is, I don't know, like y'all are having a conversation and then this person just says something just off the wall and you're like, wait, what? What did you just say? You do what on the weekends?
Examples? Talking about them. If you go on a date, they say something off the wall. I mean, I don't know what's off the wall. Everyone's, you know,
if they're constantly trashing their ex to the new person that they're on a date with.
I mean, that's just weird. You probably
That's a red flag. That's a red flag. Flag on the play. Okay, there we go.
What else you got?
Yeah. So, I mean,
constantly bashing.
Yeah. If you're constantly bashing your ex, then like maybe you're not done. Well, not maybe. You're not done with that just
yet.
You're not done. Okay. So that's the first thing. And then the second one is, I want you to give me one, Britt. Since you're a woman, I want you to give us an example of a red flag. Just because, you know, we can go back and forth. Just give me an example of a red flag that you've seen, that you've experienced maybe in the past.
I mean, one of my red flags is I don't particularly date men with kids.
Okay, that's a valid one, right? Because you know what your wants are. You know where you're trying to go.
Flag, or is that like a standard? Or is that just a preference?
I guess it could be a red flag if they didn't tell you that they have kids. That would definitely be a red flag.
I had a friend that went through that. She was dating this guy, and when I met him, I was like, you're a little older. I was like, you got no kids? And he said no. Turns out he had a whole child.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what's up. Another red flag, Britt. We're just gonna round this off with the third one. The red flag is just they just not truthful. They lying. Why 2026?
Well, obviously, social media red flag. No one agrees with lying. It can
obviously be a red flag, but some people just a little small lie. No big deal. You know, whatever. No. Very big deal. Okay?
I mean, when you first get to know somebody, now hold on now. I ain't about to tell you all my business. I don't know you like that.
Telling somebody all your business is not the same thing as lying.
That's true.
What you're saying is just holding back information. Yeah, because it might not be the time. Y'all might not have reached that stage yet to where it makes sense to communicate a certain level of information. Everybody information ain't for everybody.
That's not true.
You got to earn that right. Yeah, you got to earn that right. So, man, after and you dating somebody, you hanging out with somebody, after you see three red flags, y'all, it's time to take a break. It's time to take a step back and say, what I'm seeing from this person, am I okay if this behavior continues? Am I okay with accepting these bad habits? And the answer is probably going to be no.
I would say some people are, unfortunately.
But that's the problem. We got to stop rolling through these stop signs.
Gotta do better, rolling through
these red flags. You got to want better for yourself in 2026. Want better for your mental, right? You got to make the decision.
Hey, because
I used to be somebody. I probably was a red flagger. Okay, I probably was on the other side.
Be a red flag? Is that what you're about to say?
I did not say that. I said I used to be a red flagger. So that means I had some habits that were just red flag behavior.
Yeah, so you're the red flag. Oh. I can't hear you, Jonathan. Yeah, so red flags in relationships. Okay, let me see. Red flags and relationships. Let's go to Claude really quick. I'm going to see what are some red flags and relationships that have just... Da, 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 da. Okay, so controlling behavior, lack of respect, dishonesty, intense jealousy, quick escalation, short-tempered, Inability to communicate, blaming others, hot and cold behaviors. I think that's a good one right there.
Hot and cold behaviors is strong language, but
hot
like
and cold behavior. I might have to add that to my Rolodex right there.
To your red flag Rolodex? That's crazy.
Not like me being the like me being mindful of the hot and cold behaviors.
That's smart.
Don't
that's
try
good,
to
that's
put
good,
me on your
that's
side. I'm not red flag. Okay.
Nobody said you. No, red you said. Flag.
I said put it in a Rolodex, and you thinking I'm gonna add it. Disrespect wow. towards others, and then your gut feeling. And I read in The Mountain Is You that you should trust your gut feeling. You know, although your gut feeling is not a, you know, you ain't psychic or nothing like that.
It's
she was just saying, you know, when you feel it. Believe it, okay? Believe
yeah, if you feel something, say something, okay?
Quick escalation. That's a top red flagger right now.
I mean, that should be because I let you. I think that speaks so much to anger. Yeah, if you mad about everything, like it's just Monday morning. Like just relax.
Crazy.
Why are you mad? They got the order wrong. Just send it back. You don't have to yell at them.
Or I don't like when people eat the food and then complain about the food. Because I was like, wow, you better than me because I ain't about to sit there and eat something I pay for and you don't like it.
I'm getting better at sending it back. Because I'm like, if this ain't what I wanted, this ain't what I want, I don't want to pay for this.
Yeah.
Give me something else, please. Yeah,
we met up on Friday. We went to White Rhino downtown. I was like, can I get a croissant? Got the croissant. Hello, the croissant is cold. Why y'all give me this cold croissant? And then she was like, well, we can't heat it up. And I was like, why not? And then said, we can't heat the croissant up because the butter in the middle would become gooey.
No, she did not say that.
So is
no
this butter
way,
or
no
what
way.
The heck is this?
No
yeah,
way
I was
she
upset.
Said that.
So I said, give my $6 back for this horrible croissant. Yeah, I spent $14 up in there, and I was like,
"White Rhino cooked."
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say bye to that sponsorship.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll get y'all a microwave.
And
I
had to pay
50 cents
for water. I was like, "Where am I right now?" 53 cents, exactly.
You're in 2026. Okay, this is a new economy.
Well,
okay?
That was 2025, and they were on for it. So, top of that.
Okay, so let's. You went to a restaurant red flag. We're talking about relationship red flag. Girl went to restaurant.
I know,
I'm sorry. That's crazy.
Sorry.
All right, Brie. What? So what? 2026.
Mm-hmm.
You know how are you starting off your year for accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish? Anything special you doing around goal setting or what does that look like for you?
So my routine at the beginning of the year, like I've said this in the past, I am not, yes, I like to reset at the beginning of the year, but the whole like new year, new me thing, I kind of got out of that. I believe that my new year starts when I'm 33 because I'm not necessarily in a new year. I'm in the same year.
Oh, new rules.
Yeah, I'm in the same year in my mind, but you know, take it how you leave it, whatever.
I can respect that.
Yeah, thanks. And so I'm just like full reset, beginning of the year. Like I get new fiscal year, all that good stuff, whatever. But what I normally do is, you know, I just take about a week. I normally like to do it up to, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. But the way my schedule is, I have to work. So just that extra stress and, you know, extra emotion just moving around and stuff, I don't really get to sit down. So I'm thankful today I get to go to work a little later. This whole entire week I get to go into work a little later. So I do get this time to be in solitude and just be by myself, calm my nerves down, calm my mind down so I'm not racing all the time. And I will write down my goals for 2026 quarterly. And then from there, I'm sorry, I'm watching Ozzy. And then from there, break down those goals into a little bit more and then execute that. And then I give myself room for grace, obviously. I also do a pros and a cons list, like what I did good, what I did bad, what I need to work on, what I don't need to work on. you know, what obviously what can I improve in, or, you know, what's just static right now. But that's normally my goal setting process. You know, I'm very strategic. You know, I still do my prayer board, vision board, motivational nice. Board, wherever you want to call it. But yeah, I do that. And then my new thing this year, Jonathan, is
new
that
thing.
I did a prompt, and Claude, because Claude's my chat, Claude is my AI that I like. And I put in this prompt. I told it that I made, like, you know, X amount of dollars a year, how much I want to save. You know, kind of like a glow up season for me.
Okay, glow
and
up.
I know, right? You know, I got to do it right. 33 coming, okay? And so, like a glow up season for me. And so I put the details of what I wanted to do for that. And I asked it to list out something for me to do every single day. And, you know, in the real world, we work in quarters, you know, we don't work in months. And so the ChatGPT, Claude, it broke it down in quarters. And then it gave me something to work on every single month. And I'm super excited. Like, I honestly can't wait. You know, people always have printers at home, but they never got no ink. And I'm one of those people right now. So I can't wait to go to work.
Oh, I'm people too.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to work so I can print it out today. So yeah. Man. So I'm going to print out my whole little sheet. And then I also get some Pinterest quotes and I post those around my house. And yeah, it's, you know, I post that around my house, everywhere, in my bathroom, right when I wake up, one by my bed. And then just gradually just my path of going to the kitchen, coming to the living room to do the show. And I'll see the quotes and do the affirmations every single day. And today I started with, you know, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. And then I also said, today's going to be a good day. So, you know, that is my goal setting reset of what I do at the top of the year. I also like to get rid of a whole lot of old clothes, out with the old and with the new, baby. Okay. And I'm not a person that, like, oh my gosh, I got to get everything done by January. Nah, I normally get everything done by April 18th, which is my birthday. And then I move into that new year because that new year.
You got a whole
year.
System.
It's a whole situation over here.
It's a whole producer Brit situation.
And I've been doing it since college, and it's been working for me, and I've been successful at it, and I feel good about it. So I keep going. So I just keep going. So if you need some tips, if you want some tips, let me know, guys, because I'll dish them out, okay? And this is my first year incorporating AI, but I don't normally use AI. I just sit down, play some focusing music. I meditate. I really get into it, Jonathan.
Clearly, yeah. Do you light? You light a candle too? You light
it.
The candles? Candle
candles
incense?
Don't
going?
Do anything. You know, candle. Nothing. That's great.
I mean,
if
the
you
scent.
Want
I ain't saying
if
for
you
nothing
want,
else.
Yeah. If
hey,
you want
I ain't saying
it,
you lighting
fine.
Like no sage or nothing like that.
Just, yeah, we know you do that. So yeah, that's my process, and it's been working for me. And, you know, it's very strategic. You know, in my opinion, it's. You would think Ozzy has gums. He's opening a drawer right now. It's crazy.
Cat going ham. Okay. Meanwhile, while you're over there, discipline. Well, no, I want to let the people know. For those of you who are tapped in with us on YouTube, make sure if you're not tap into Speaker Success Media on YouTube. I just dropped a poll and just asked, do you have a New Year's resolution? And also wanting to see like what's a goal that you all want to accomplish for 2026? For me, Producer Britt, what I've done in the past, you know, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, read a lot of books, and everybody has their different theories of doing things different ways. And I've just taken what I've liked. And I've realized for me, the thing that works and is most efficient is if I list off a few goals, right? Like literally just a few goals.
Yeah.
And it's more so like becoming type goals. Like for me, I have been wanting, shout out to Sister Obama, First Lady Obama. I wanted to learn more about videography. And then last year I started to actually get more into it. I started to use my camera more. I started to film more. So, you know, having big goals like that, it then allows me to fill in the steps within the steps. Mm-hmm. Because as I'm learning videography, then I start learning the technical side of it. And then I start learning more so production. Mm-hmm. So what me and Gabby did this past weekend, we got two calendars. We got okay. one that we set up in our kitchen that mm-hmm. has our days listed out in individual, you know, individual columns for mom, for dad, and then for our two boys. And then we're just listing out the items that we're doing. But then we have a separate like desk type calendar, the wide one with the big squares, you know, okay. fat boys. Uh-huh. And those we just, this year we started out listing off our family things that we want to do first, right? Because what I realized that if I list out my family activities and my family priorities, then I'll be able to list in and pop in my other areas and focuses there. And it lets me know what other time I have. Because yeah. one thing I've realized that it's always easy for me just to go in and just work. I can feel any time and make it, oh, this is time to do work. Right. So I had to realize that, yeah, I want to grow on the professional and business side. So mm-hmm. that's important to me. But let me make the first ministry the first important. So listing in the family things and family activities, mm-hmm. date night type stuff.
Okay. Good and, detail yeah, yeah, with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had this little day night like this, like coming up this Friday. We making bread. We're making. Well, that was the plan, and we got to work Friday night. But we're gonna shift
bread
it.
In the morning. You could do a morning date.
I guess you could. Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah,
as
you
long
can.
As I can still, as long as I can still heat up my bread. So got to make sure that
are y'all making a certain type of bread? Are you doing sourdough? Are you doing sandwich bread? Are you doing white bread, wheat bread? What kind of bread are we doing?
Wow,
I love
that's
a good
crazy.
Bread. Are we
yeah,
doing
yeah, yeah. So
a
we're gonna make stop. bread head. Okay, so we're gonna make a loaf. So when you slice it,
sandwich
it's gonna
bread.
Be
sandwich
yeah.
Bread.
It's gonna we're gonna start with sandwich bread, sandwich. And then from there we're gonna see where our fancies take us. Right?
Okay.
We might start
well,
making,
if y'all get
yeah.
the recipe down and if it's good, I will take a loaf since y'all just baking it. Yeah.
Are you putting in, so that means you paying for a loaf or are you, what are you doing?
No. See, that's what's wrong
I'll
with black
the recipe.
People. Because that's the point. That's exactly what we said about this. Last year, we talked about this. Why do black people always have to charge people for stuff? It's bread. And on top of that, I could go to the store and buy it. And I know.
Then why don't you just go to the store and buy it?
See, community. That's what you're wrong. That's what's wrong with you. I hope they cook you in the comments for that. Because that is exactly what I'm talking about. Look
oh,
at you starting 2026
goodness.
Like that. Because you're just like, yeah, Brittany, it takes a village. It takes a village. You don't
okay.
want a village because.
Okay, well, let's talk about
community.
Let's talk about let's talk about community real quick.
It's flour, oil, water, and what else?
And yeast. And we'll see what else it takes. But let's talk about community real quick. Since you want to go and talk about community,
okay.
Our community. Our community gets stuff for free and then they complain about it. What? Oh, ooh. Why the bread look like that? So have you gotten something free in the past week and complained about it? If it be food or something else?
If you're bringing something up, I don't remember.
You complain about free food all the time. But look, here's the deal. I'm just saying.
If food is nasty, I asked you, my friend, can you make me a loaf of bread? It's going to take you $5 or less to make the
first
bread.
Of all,
and then on top of okay. that, it's going to make more than a little bit. I mean, it's going to make more than just one little loaf.
I don't have an issue with making you a funky loaf of bread, first
nah,
of all.
You just wanted me
but
to pay
what
for
what I'm
going to
say.
Crazy.
No, I could care less. It's just bread. Like you said, we got a whole thing of flour and the
bread,
we got the yeast
though.
And stuff already. But what I'm going to say to you is if I make this loaf of bread and me and Gabby tag team's loaf of bread and we give you this loaf of bread, I don't want to hear you say nothing but thank you.
I'm going to do a review.
God bless you. No, we don't need no review. You ain't. You ain't
we don't
you ain't
need
to cook my
it's
bread.
It's y'all bread, y'all house, y'all
this
taste.
This is our first time making a bread. Okay, what
okay,
happens
well,
with the yeast?
Get it to me when you make it the fifth
the
time. Then, whenever you make
oh,
it the
wow.
fifth time, I'll
now you
take
got
it
rules.
Then.
This is crazy. Now you got rules for the bread. This is
that's
crazy.
Crazy.
Okay. Anyway, community.
That
yeah, community.
Yeah, you
community
know, like,
be complaining.
You know how much bread is? And then on top of that, the bread ain't even real in the stores no more.
Duh, it's not real. That's why we making our own. Because they add,
you
looking at the ingredients.
Yours.
you're looking at the ingredients, you're like, wait, what? Why y'all got 50 ingredients?
Whole science experiment on the back of the bread thing.
Wait, like, I don't remember this y'all? Periodic element on the chart. Like, what is going on? This wasn't on the periodic table. Yeah. Like, what is this? No. So
yeah,
we just gotta be careful. Okay. You gotta be careful out there with what we're putting in our body. We gotta get aware of that. Speaking of that, health goals is definitely on the 2020 list agenda.
I ain't talking to you about health goals because you jump rope and don't jump. So
first of all, I was standing on my legs all day yesterday and my knees locked up. So I said, wait a minute, what am I about to do for the rest
of
the week?
My knees to dynamic my knees locked medicine. Up. That's what you need to do. That's what your problem is because you're not going down there and let Dr. Elena take care of you. Put them compression boots on. Yep.
Oh, okay. Dynamic. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Girl here is plugging every chance she get. This is crazy. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got five minutes, producer Britt. Anything else you want to talk about the community? Huh?
You know, it's 2026. If you want to build a community or rebuild one that you messed up, you know, take that time to do that. I don't know. To each his own. I don't know. Okay, Jonathan, so I got a game for you. Red flag or green flag, okay?
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so do a little wrap up. Okay, guys, so obviously we talked about goal setting. Make sure you sit down, create some time for yourself, set your goals for the year. Or if you don't have, you know, if you don't set goals or if you move quarterly, you know, I guess, you know, actually, no, set a goal. Do something, okay? Set a goal for yourself, even if it's just one, okay? One per quarter. If you're not that type of person, just do something, okay? As my grandmother would say, something, okay? Something. Okay, so now we're moving right along. We've got about 3 minutes left, so have a little fun. Red flag or green flag? Okay, Jonathan. Your date checks their phone consistently during dinner and barely makes eye contact. Red flag, green flag.
Oh, definitely a red flag. Well, first of all, red flag is bad and green flag is positive, right? We just want to be clear on the rules.
Yes, Jonathan. Yes.
We're coming off Christmas. Red, green mean two different things. Hey, red flag.
You
red
know what's
flag.
Funny? Because the Grinch won over Santa Claus this year, and they were like, everybody was like, wow, the Grinch is actually more popular this year than Santa Claus. And I was like, they were like, because anybody got no money to buy nothing, so we all feel like the Grinch.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Red that's, flag. Yeah, that's tough. Red flag for sure.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Okay, they mention they're close with their ex and still friends with them. Red flag.
Oh, God. Red
Can
flag.
Can you be friends with an ex?
The specifics of the relationship matter. Like, what type of friends are y'all? Oh, that's my BFF. No. Now, that's weird. Red flag. Okay, can't be your BFF.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No. After two dates, they say they love you and want to move in together. That's a red flag.
Flag on
I'll
the play.
I'll answer that one for you. That's red flag. False love start. Bombing and rushing into commitment. That's what it's.
Oh.
Okay. Number four. Here we go. They ask about your boundaries and respect. Wait. They ask about your boundaries and respect when you say no. They ask about your boundaries and respect when you say no. Red flag, green flag, Jonathan. What you got?
That's a sexy green flag right there.
Okay. Okay. Respecting boundaries is essential in a healthy relationship. Okay. Number five, red flag, green flag. They get visibly angry when you mention hanging out with your friends. Oh, that's controlling. That's the devil. Red flag. Jealousy and attempts to isolate. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
I know I'm supposed to be asking you these to you.
Yeah, you're answering them too. I guess it's okay.
Red flag or green flag, number six. They apologize sincerely when they mess up and try to do better.
Green flag. Okay, we like healthy whole people. We like that.
Okay, this is true. Now on the TikTok side of things, you do something wrong, you're cut.
Oh.
So how do you feel about that? Are we giving people you do something wrong, you out. Strict program. It's a whole strict program situation happening on TikTok right now. So
you
it's
know what
like,
that sounds you know what
lie,
that sounds like to me?
Cut. You forget to do this, cut everything. They're just cutting everything. So speak to it.
That's giving transfer portal, okay? Because it's not realistic in life. That's not realistic.
Okay, look, why is it not realistic? Quickly, why is it not realistic?
Because when you date somebody, they're gonna mess up. But then how they handle the mess up, right? If they grow from it or if they don't, then you know, then you'll be able to see and be able to determine if those behaviors are somebody you wanna be around long-term. But like if you cut them from the beginning, you don't give them a chance to get it right. So okay. Nothing's gonna improve.
Okay. A couple more. They frequently criticize your appearance or joke about your insecurities.
They're insecure. Red flag.
Okay.
That's unhealthy. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, they're rude to the waiter, but sweet to you.
No, we don't like that either. You can't. Red flag. People are people. Red flag.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Red flag. Because I used to be a waitress. I'm like, please don't be mean to the waitresses or the waiters.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Like that. Now I might get an attitude with them, but I can speak waiter talk. So I know.
Getting an attitude versus being direct and making sure that you get what you asked for.
I guess that's two different.
And that's not. That's two different things. You're just communicating.
Well, I'm being direct.
To them and their job.
I take that back. Okay. They share their feelings openly and encourage you to share yours too. Red flag, green flag.
That's a green flag. Some people might be scared by it, but if they're scared by it, then they might have had like a rugged past or a tough previous relationship. But that's healthy. So that's a green flag for sure.
Yeah, because reading that, it sounds like a green flag, but me thinking about it, I'm like, I'm scared.
But that's the thing. Like it also once again depends on the level of like on date one. I want you to tell me like what you're feeling.
Yeah, red flag.
Yeah.
Day twelve. You need to be saying something.
Slow down, buddy. Slow down. Okay.
Okay. Two more. Let's get through it. Every time you try to discuss a problem, they turn it around and make you the bad guy.
Oh, red flag. That's blame shifting. They lack accountability. That's tough.
It says deflection and gaslighting. That's what it said. Never want to introduce you to their friends or family after months of dating.
Are they embarrassed of you? Because that sounds
I want to speak on this for a little bit. I'm not going to say too much, but I'm just saying, okay, the flag is they never introduce you to their friends or family after months of dating. Friends, yes, I do introduction to friends. Family, it's a little more serious. So for me, it's not like it's not a revolving door for me.
You know,
it's not like everybody gets to meet my mama, everybody gets to meet my parents. Like, that's not a thing for me. And so it could be, we could be dating for a year or some change. You might meet my friends, but you might not meet my parents yet. You know, I'm very like a movie core when it comes to meeting my parents, because it's like, I want to get a good sense first of what's happening over here. And then it's like, well, Brittany, do they introduce you to their parents? Yeah, but that's their level of comfortability though, because if you're comfortable doing that, then that's you. I'm not comfortable doing that yet because I haven't reached the level of comfortability with you yet to be that open to share my parents with you. What you got?
Church finger. So that goes to what you said earlier about boundaries, because this is a boundary that you have set in place, and you set it in place for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I know that, you know, when you introduce certain people to the parents, then the parents can become fond of them, and then that can blur lines and so much other stuff. So yeah, I mean, I think that's respectable. And you've set this boundary and put it in place. So if they ain't with it, then they ain't with it. If they are, cool, then keep rocking. But if you're not, then I guess kick rocks. I don't know.
Well, the rocks have been kicked. So So guys, that's all I got. So that was red flag, green flag, and that was fun, Jonathan. So
yeah, I like
close
that.
Close us out.
Man. So this is the start of the new year, man. If there were things that held you back in the past, right? Habits, hangups, heartbreaks, let them things go. Let them things go. Start fresh.
Yes.
Just start fresh. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, The only thing that's going to get in the way of what you want to accomplish and what you want to do is you. The mountain is you. Okay.
The mountain is you, Breonna Weiss. Read it.
The mountain is you. So y'all, let's make intentional decisions and let's move forward and become the people that we want to be. Point blank period. And if you have not subscribed to the channel on YouTube, just type in Speak Your Success Media and make sure you subscribe, because we're going to help you become the person that you want to be as we're going to become the people that we want to be. All right. So we're going to grow together, because like I said, here on Speak Your Success in the Morning, we're bringing you education. Mm-hmm. We're bringing you entertainment. What's the last E we're bringing in, Producer Britt?
Empowerment.
Empowerment. Ooh, yeah. So therefore, hey, let's grow together. All right. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. So family, remember, all right, remember this. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way? That's a wrap. That's a wrap. Brother Bill.